o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which will include a visit from Uncle Homer. Tausch, I feel like, and nothing against Brian Bulaga, who's going to take over in the 11 o'clock hour, kind of like he took over at right tackle for you after your run as the starter ended. But I feel like you should be here for Will Riley. Like, you know, you've helped nurture this young producer along in his career path. You guys had lunch at one point.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 o'clock hour, we finish the show, finish the 10 o'clock hour with Will Riley.
Glad we're on the same page. All right, so yesterday, first of all, and kudos to Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated. Josh Jacobs was in Milwaukee, which they don't have to be back for training camp for another several weeks. So the fact that he came back and he did this event about fire safety, kudos to him. He's getting involved. He's taking a page out of the A.J. Dillon playbook as a running back and Aaron Jones, and he's getting involved in the community. So he did this talk about the importance of fire safety and using your fire extinguisher and where you need to keep it and all this good stuff. Then,
how do you think they came up with the fire extinguisher? Like the stuff that's in there. How did they come up with that?
Like, can we get Eric and Green Bay to Google that for us? Or
no, I'm always fascinated because nobody knows what the hell's in there. It's like a white powder that you just. I'm kind of, because most people think get water, dump water on a fire, not a grease fire, but a fire. And I'm kind of interested. I wish I would have known about this. I would have loved to have asked Josh Jacobs some Packer questions, but pointedly, I'd like to learn more about the fire extinguisher.
The extinguishing agent can be comprised of, but is not limited to, solutions of water and potassium acetate, potassium carbonate. Apparently potassium is key. Citrate,
so bananas,
or a
lot
combination
of, banana
of these
stuff.
Chemicals. Liquid agent typically.
If you crunched up a bunch of bananas,
I'm not a chemist.
Scientist.
But I think there's more to it than just smushing up some bananas and spraying it on the fire.
Okay. I don't mean to go sidetrack here, but I'm really always fascinated by the fire extinguisher.
So let me ask you this, because one of the lessons, since you're so fascinated by fire extinguishers, one of the lessons that Jacobs was imparting was making sure you know where they are in your home and they're ready if
for sure
that happens. Do you have your fire plan? Let me ask you this. Does Sarah have that taken care of?
I hope so. As we know, we've had a couple issues. Whether it's someone not quite understanding how to use a microwave, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but that has happened. And then
sure,
we had a fire department that needed to be called when we weren't even cooking. We had gotten all our food from Buck and Honey's, and yet somehow I get a message that the fire department is over. So we need to know. I think we know, but if we don't, this is a good reminder to know that we do know where the fire extinguisher is.
So after he was done with his fire extinguisher lessons in Milwaukee, Josh Jacobs appeared on NFL Network on the Insiders. I can only hope that this clip is as long as Alexi Lalas talking about the soccer team.
It's close. Don't worry.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, we're working with Riley.
Riley, you're doing a great job, but Maddie Hayes, our social media queen, calls them snackables.
Yes.
Like, you got to make them snackable. 2.5, 3 minutes in the radio world. That's, we'll see. Maybe it's content gold.
This is a minute and a half.
It's pretty long. It ain't no snack. That's like three snacks.
Okay.
That's probably 30 seconds where we want to live.
Okay.
Okay, well, these are not good. You're going to have to gorge yourself on some
extra. It's a Lunchable. This isn't a snackable. It's a Lunchable. Okay.
So here is more than a snackable portion of what Josh Jacobs said about the Packers offense and his role in it during an appearance on the NFL Network's The Insiders.
Matt LaFleur talking recently to the media, saying philosophically he likes to have a couple of running backs because it's such a violent position for you guys to have to play for the course of the season. So he sees multiple guys being used in the backfield, but also said that he sees you as kind of a high volume type guy, a versatile guy. What's your impression with regard to how things are going to work for you in this offense in 2024?
Man, I honestly think the sky's the limit in this offense, man. You know, obviously with having a special guy in Jordan Love, you know, and having a good offensive line and, you know, some good receivers out there make it a lot easier for me. But just to be able to see the game plan and the things that they want me to do this year, the things that they're allowing me to do, I just think it's going to be a special year.
So give us a little more insight into that, Josh, because, you know, you go back to 2022, you put up over 2,000 yards from scrimmage, 12 touchdowns. Remember talking to you at the Super Bowl. Right after that, you get your opportunity to hit the free agent market. The Packers paid for that guy, what they saw on tape going back to 2022. Obviously, you had to battle through some injuries last year. When you talk about that, the things that they're going to allow you to do in this offense, what all does that entail?
Man, you know, just to be able to come out and actually show that, you know, I can catch the ball more, be able to run real routes, you know, not just that, but trusting me enough to be able to pick up protections. And, you know, it's just so special when you got a guy like Jordan Love back there, man, and you can't really just load the box every play and you make defenses decide, you know, what they want to stop. I think that's going to be the biggest help for me this year.
So there were, I watched the entirety of this interview because Mike Garofolo and Tom Pelissero are good buddies of mine, and I enjoy their show. One, that line there about Jordan Love, I don't think he meant it this way, but Josh Jacobs obviously making it clear that that was not the case with the Raiders and Jimmy G and Jesse's guy from Purdue, Aiden O'Connell, that they were able to load the box against him. He also goes on to talk about how basically buttoned up and organized the Packers system is, like, and apparently that was not the case in Las Vegas. And the idea that he was at one point playing for a former Belichick assistant and that it wasn't streamlined, I thought was really interesting. Tausch, we know that we're going to see more Josh Jacobs and that he is a high volume back. I also think he will show that he can catch the ball out of the backfield, and he better, because that was something that Aaron Jones did very well. But I was more intrigued by that other part of that. Like, you obviously played for Mike McCarthy. You didn't play for Matt LaFleur. But I think a lot of the same stuff was said about Mike McCarthy. He was smart about your time. You guys got your stuff in and out and done. Like, is that something that players really care about? Because I thought it was surprising that he would bring that up of all the things that he talked about with those guys.
Yeah, players hate it when you waste time. And I think, not to say that everybody that I've played for, it just was a different era where it's, let's keep these guys from 6 to 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and we'll throw a break here or there, but we can't really, you know, there'd be beds that you'd lay down in the racquetball room to grab an hour nap because you didn't have time. Time management is really important, and managing your body and everything else. The Packers have gotten a heck of a lot smarter about it, and I think the NFL as a whole have as well. But what's interesting there, Josh Jacobs, obviously, the Raiders are a hot mess. They have two or three different coaches. Gruden gets fired. McDaniels comes in. It's just organizational stability is really important because players want to know, you're going to give us the resources and the people that are going to help us be successful. And when you're constantly jostling that and having different coordinators, you can't become a master at your craft if you're not even 100% sure what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Raiders, it's not a shock that that's a dysfunctional operation. Maybe they'll get it turned around with Antonio Pierce. Maybe. But you know, in Green Bay, they're going to give you everything you need. And their coaches know that. And their coaches can plan and organize because they know that they have all of those tools at their disposal. So the Josh Jacobs has to be excited because he's seen it at other places. It's been a hot mess. And in 3 months, he's seen, well, these guys got their stuff together. Just wait. They have an indoor facility here. We don't have to run down and then do this and this. And they got the food. They have everything that they possibly need. So it's just about going out, training yourself, and going out playing ball. And then you factor in, you got a quarterback that you think is really good. They didn't have that in Las Vegas. You have a bunch of receivers that are emerging, and you know that the O-line and the system is going to give you a ton of opportunities to be really successful with what you do. So Josh Jacobs is super excited. He's, you know, like you said, it's the 4th of July weekend. He's back in Milwaukee, where
right.
I think most guys are going to look at it and say, well, I'm going to stay away until I have to come back to Wisconsin. Now, A.J. Dillon and guys that live here are great going up to Door County. But typically, guys are like, I'm going to enjoy the last 3 or 4 weeks at home or in California or Florida or whatever, and then I'll come back and I'll do this event a day before training camp. Well, that's not what happened. It just, I guess, really showcases to me this cat's excited about what's going on. And, man, if you have a veteran who isn't even fully invested in what's going on yet, think about all the guys that have been here and have been invested, where their excitement level's at. So it's another great sign that this team has really got things humming, and that's why the expectations of this team being a Super Bowl contender, nobody should run from it, because I don't think they are.
Mm-hmm. All right, last thing on this so we can get to Homer. You pointed out to me that you guys talked about Josh Jacobs during the couple days that I took off. What are your expectations, and what level of excitement do you have for him? Because we were both Aaron Jones guys, and he's now in Minnesota. Not everyone listens every day, so maybe you covered this. But just how excited are you, and what are your expectations for him?
Well, Aaron Jones was a great back in Green Bay. The only negative you could have on him is, was he durable? Was he somebody that you could count on a consistent basis without having a hammy pop up or something like that? And that's nothing against Aaron. That's just the reality of being a running back in the NFL. He's built not spindly, but Josh Jacobs is built. Like, he is, you know, he is thick. He has the capability of being a bell cow every down back. I don't think that's the way Green Bay wants to go, but I think they have that opportunity to say, we can utilize him more. He can be an every down back like Aaron was, but I think in between the tackles and maybe some of the short yardage stuff that maybe they leaned on A.J. Dillon and other, they're not going to have to do that. And just like Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs a home run hitter. I can remember the Seattle game a couple years ago where he went off for like two something. He had a couple of long 50, 60 yard runs. That's what today's NFL is about. And with what Matt LaFleur is asking, whether it's catching balls out of the backfield and, you know, doing everything, he is your every down back. And I think Green Bay is, they're really going to utilize him in a multitude of ways. And I think because they signed him and it's basically a year-to-year deal, don't be surprised if they really, really use him and not go to the platoon backfield as much, unless the young fella, Lloyd, pops. I think A.J. Dillon's role is probably going to be a little bit less than what it's been, and I think you're going to see more of J.J.
I think you're right. All right, we need to get ready for Uncle Homer, plus we've got Will Riley coming up this hour before Tausch heads to the Ball Diamond. Tausch, tell us a little bit about what AmFam has going on before that.
Well, folks, it's that time of year again, and nobody tailgates like Brewers fans. But what if I told you that American Family Insurance can help take your tailgating to the next level? Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for an all-expenses-paid day at American Family Field. Your own personal chef, you and five friends. Get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium and more. Go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Whatever you do, make sure do it right. Whatever you do, make sure do it right. You're making love.
You know what that music means? Even on the 4th of July, or I guess the 3rd of July today, he joins us. You hear him every weekday with the Doctor of Football and former ESPN Sports Center anchor, John Anderson, Brian Bulaga, Gary Ellerson, and a cast of characters, including me. on the Homer Hour, 5 to 6 every weekday on ESPN Milwaukee. Also hear him on the Marquette Men's Basketball Radio Network and see him on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Have you guys or your kids seen Inside Out yet?
Inside Out 2 is in theaters now. They have seen both, yes. Did you go see it?
What, I did. I thought it was spectacular. I wish I would have seen it when I was 11. It would have changed my life.
How so?
I thought it was. To understand that all those emotions and that all people have them and that it, all those, just and they did the whole thing about puberty, but they didn't deal any part of it with the sexual part of it. It was, I just think it was brilliantly done, and I think any, that's why I'm curious. What age are your kids?
Mine are 13 and 14.
Yeah, 13, that might 10. Be a little old. I don't know. I think a little.
No, they enjoyed it.
I don't know.
Yeah, they enjoyed it. They liked the first one better. But they enjoyed
both. When is
both.
It out on video? When
it's on
I
Peacock.
Thought all movies now. Is it really on Peacock?
No, it's not. It's a Disney movie.
Yeah, and you actually, but I think 11 by 13. I don't know. I just thought it was fantastic.
Which emotion would you say you are?
No, it's the presence of all of them.
I understand.
Like,
that wasn't the question.
Embarrassment, the big thing. Wasn't it a big thing in the embarrassment?
I did not get to go. They went during the show, so I did not get to see it.
You should go. You should go.
I'll wait till it's on Peacock. But seriously, isn't the orange one like anxiety? Like, I feel like you would identify most with the orange character.
The big one is embarrassment. But it was just...
Well, you don't have that one.
I was going to say, you don't get embarrassed,
when you're 13,
though, ever.
When you were 13 and 11, you have them all. That's what was great about it.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if other kids, maybe I was a little
different.
So
do you think...
Yes.
So, Homer, does this movie tell you don't worry about it? Or I don't want you to give spoiler alerts because.
Yes. All right. Yes.
So
that's
what
the great part. But it isn't made up crap so that you feel good. It addresses all the things. And then, yes. The answer to your question is yes, but believable and not just, this is Mr. Rogers. That was my complaint about Mr. Rogers. People aren't like that. Come on.
Hey, I'm not going to stand for any Mr. Rogers slander
ahead.
Here.
Captain Kangaroo was 1,000 times better.
No, you couldn't. You
know. 2,000 times
No. I'm not going to allow that sort of thing.
Just people acting like normal, not,
No.
You think every kid loves to make their bed? You listen to me. You watch Mr. Rogers. You think every kid loves to make their bed?
I don't think that's.
Captain Kangaroo, you go, hey, somebody's going to be hitting you with ping pong balls. It's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't want to get into a philosophical debate with you, but he was critical to my turning out the way I am, which I like. I like me, as Del Griffith would say. All right. Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers. Critical.
Huh.
Absolutely critical. You should read his biography, by the way. It's really well done. I have an extra copy. I'll send it to you.
He's an amazing person. Yes, I know all about him. And the stories about him being a war vet are not true. But people
want to. I don't know that story. But again, you always have these stories about my favorites that I don't necessarily want to hear, kind of like about John Wooden and all the cheating.
No, Mr. Rogers, somebody else did it. Mr. Rogers is that good. Mr. Rogers is one of the great human beings in the history of humanity.
But you prefer Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's real. What about
that's
Dallas?
Why I like this
Where
whole...
do you stand on Dallas?
You mean the show Dallas?
Yes, the show Dallas. Are you a J.R. Ewing guy?
I thought the show was really good. He was evil. They were the original Fox News. They knew however bad he was, you still better have some hot chick for people to watch it. And they took care of that.
Wow.
Moving on. Homer, are you a soccer fan?
I agree 1,000% with Tausch.
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible to like a sport in which they are so incredibly stupid and... You know, 200 years B.C. as far as their time. Yes, It's like, what? I can't comprehend the logic of it. I can't defend it because there's, upon what basis are they going to say this is the way we should do it? Well, what? 1,000 nails, 100,000% right. I cannot take soccer seriously until they change that, because it just means they're a bunch of idiots.
There you have it. What's your interest level
in... And I do like soccer. I do like soccer because when our daughter was playing soccer, and she was in kind of a select, not really, and it just wasn't like... And then I watched the boys play. Oh, my God, it was so fast. I don't know how every soccer forward or wherever that position is doesn't have their knees blown out 10 times by the time they're 20. How the speed of the game... Now, granted, the field is as big as California, and to make the game better, they need not to widen the net, but to make it a little higher. It needs to be a little easier to score a goal, but you don't want to widen it. It's not, people probably think it's too wide. But if you raised it about, let the 6 inches, a foot, you'd have more goals, and it would just be even an even better game. It's like if every baseball game was 1-0, who would like baseball? Got to have a home run.
Who does a better job of improving things, you or Tausch? Like, you both
Tausch
have that gene, right?
No, Tausch is ahead of me. Yeah, he's ahead, but he congratulates himself more than I do.
So no way. No way is that.
That's pretty
true.
Close. You both do that a lot.
All right. I just thought I'd give him a shot.
That was good. All right, Homer. Packers stuff.
Oh, by
we
the
just
way, I
want to
know, Tausch, I want to help you. Tausch, I'm going to help you.
Okay.
You'll thank me for this.
Go.
You can't buy a dog.
Okay.
Here's the problem with a dog.
Geez.
I would have a dog.
Okay.
I would have a dog today if somebody would take care of the dog for free anytime we were gone. But
okay.
Whenever you do anything or go anywhere, somebody's got to take care of the dog. And you got to take it. And you like to travel and be around people way more than I do. You will never resolve that issue. And so you can't
That's what I'm worried
get
about.
A dog. Now, if you could find a neighbor, given the income you have, if you can find someone that will automatically do it all the time, but you have to pay them, then you got a shot. But you cannot buy a dog until you resolve this first.
Yeah,
if
and
I could resolve.
I don't want to be one of those. I don't want to be one of those guys that leaves the dog in the pound for a week and a half or whatever. I just don't. I don't want to.
And anytime you want to go anywhere, what's the first thing? What are we going to do with the dog? God.
Homer, thanks you know what? Eleanor is not going to be happy with you, but thank you for reiterating some of my big concerns.
You are creative enough and you like other people enough. You can find a person who will fill that role for you. And
maybe.
If you don't, you're just not trying. You will get a dog.
You're probably right.
First, must find that person.
Yeah, I think you're right on both accounts.
Get the kind of dog, ask people around, get the kind of dog that someone will want. Because that is the most important thing. Not the kind of dog you like, the kind of dog that person will watch. Okay, that's all. I've done my job.
Yeah, I think the motivation on having to do all of that on top of the motivation of having to handle the dog for that. Yeah, so I'm not there yet, but I'm getting closer. I definitely have, and I had a couple setbacks, and you just kind of helped with
that. No, there's another one.
Yeah. Homer, what are you more intrigued? Yeah, what are you more intrigued by? Rutledge and Hamilton, I joined them yesterday, and they had a great poll question, which is, what are you more interested or intrigued by watching this coming season? Jordan Love's growth as quarterback one, or Halfley's difference he's going to make on this defense? What are you more intrigued by hoping to see?
It's always the quarterback. But it's a tough call.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I mean, the ability of the defense, is probably the only thing that could hurt them enough that they wouldn't make the playoffs. But I got my guy T. Buck on Jair. He says Jair's going to be the man. So I think with that and the safety, I would be very disappointed if the defense is so bad that it ruins the season. But I'll be devastated if they don't make the playoffs. Devastated.
Wow, if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm with Homer. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, something went super awry. Like, super awry, because they made it last year. There's seven teams, guys, make the blank in playoffs. Okay?
Right.
And if this team can't, this team's not better this year than they were last year, what the hell are we doing?
Well, you're saying you'll be devastated if they don't make the playoffs without catastrophic injuries.
Without Jordan Love. No, I think Jordan Love's the only guy that I would say if he gets hurt, all things are off. But if anyone else, they have to be able to overcome it. Like, that's just how the NFL works. There's nobody else that is such a critical piece that would completely upset the apple cart than if it was Jordan Love. Everybody else, this team needs to be much better than what they were last year. And if they're not, something's wrong.
Yeah, this is really depressing. There's no reason for me to be on the show if Tausch is going to be this good when I'm on.
And agree with you on everything.
No,
I agree with Homer. He brought up a good point today.
Yeah, you guys have been in sync with dogs and soccer and now the Packers.
So has anybody attempted to explain why soccer does the way they do with the time?
Nobody has given us a good answer. Nobody.
Yeah, just make sure when they say tradition, that's the excuse you use when you have no answer.
No, we don't want to slow the pace of game down. Hey, you're not. The injuries and all the fake injury stuff, that's what slows the game down.
Hey.
And by the way, hit a stopwatch, stop it, and then just restart it when they decide to climb up.
How unfair is it to the players on the field to not know how much time they have left when they're like a goal behind? They think it's but they're not. That is,
Homer,
I think it's
you're
the
preaching
most
to the
stupid
choir, man.
Thing in all of sports. All right, is there anything in sports? You ask if there's anything
it's dumb.
In sports, we're stupid.
No, it's really dumb. Like, really dumb. It makes no sense.
It,
there's no other sport that would even try to do that.
It's baseball putting the box up but not letting the umps use it. All the box does is make
too.
You think umps are stupid. If you're not going to use the box, don't put it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that, too.
Again, another agreement.
Yeah. We're in simpatico today, which makes it makes me think it might be time for a break. Might be time for a break.
Homer, enjoy your 4th of July. Thanks for coming on to agree with Tausch on every topic. That does not happen very often. This is a unicorn moment on Wilde and Tausch. Thanks.
He's on a roll. I might have to listen to the rest of the show to see what else. See how long this could go on. I mean, clearly.
Only on for another 20 minutes.
He only got another 21 minutes, and then he's leaving. You can hear the doctor of football, though.
Yeah.
He's on after.
He's good.
He is. I've heard that. You've told me that.
No, you need to ask him about soccer. The problem with soccer in our country is we haven't stolen the great coach from another country. For example, gymnastics. Why is U.S. gymnastics good in the U.S.? Because when we wanted to be good, we stole the coach from Romania, right?
Bella Caroli, yes.
Yep.
Some sketchy stuff went on later, but yeah.
Correct. So I don't know why, like in tennis, Spain used to suck. All of a sudden, Spain started a youth program. Now they've been good for 20 years. Italy used to suck. And I mean suck like they'd have one good player in 20 years. Now they've started the same program. Now you have all these young Italian players that are good. Mm. What is it about the U.S. an inability to steal the coach or the developer of whoever develops players in other countries? Because we should have good soccer players. You don't have to be real tall. We're not. You don't lose soccer players to basketball. They're that tall. Tennis has lost to soccer players. So there are tons of kids out there that are quick and fast and have good feet and are the right body type. And we just got to find, got to steal somebody good. Life is all about stealing, but stealing the best.
There you go.
You got anybody?
If you ain't stealing, you ain't trying.
But I guarantee you, better be someone who has an accent. Don't even try to sell someone that doesn't have an accent.
Homer, this has been a whirlwind. Enjoy your 4th of July.
Am I talking to you later today? Yep, I believe you're on, unless you got something else. But
no,
you're on assignment.
For you, I'll make time. I look forward to it. All right, that is Steve the Homer True. And what a ride that was. You're troubled
indeed.
By how much agreement there was. That never happens.
I think there's days that just, you know, his platitudes of 100% and zero is where I typically get in a battle with him. I don't get in any battle when it comes to Johnson & Sons Paving. Summer is here, but before you know it, be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving. wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
Whoa, Riley! Can't wait to see what the young fella has planned for us after a strong start in the first hour and 42 minutes. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch. So, Tausch, before we get to Will Riley, how did you answer the Rutledge and Hamilton question of what you're more intrigued by, Jordan
Halfley.
Love or Halfley?
Halfley. I'm more intrigued
because you
by
know
that
what Jordan
piece
Love
of
is.
It because, I mean, I believe I know, and I believe it's going to be better and it's going to grow. I don't know how much different this defense is going to be. I know what I hope, but I don't know if all of a sudden they're going to be playing a ton of press man and our defensive line is going to look like the Philadelphia Eagles of 1988. That's what I hope, but I don't know. So until you see it, that's probably what I'm more intrigued by, because I'm expecting Jordan Love to be better, but I'm also looking at it and thinking, all right, how much better is it going to be? But the bigger unknowns and question marks come from Halfley's side of the ball than from Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love.
Yeah, so I love Rutledge and Hamilton. They're fantastic. You can hear them every weekday, 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison. But is it that good of a question then? Because I kind of feel
Homer
like...
Homer just said Jordan Love, and Homer and I agree on everything. So
today
when you get
did.
A difference of opinion...
Yeah,
there's not
a difference opinion between you and I though on this. I think it's Jeff Halfley. It's not even close because we have so little idea of whether or not this will finally be the guy who for the first time since Dom Capers really has the answers like Dom Capers did while you were still playing. That's how long it's been since you had a coordinator that you thought, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. And it didn't take long for people to decide that Dom didn't know what he was doing either.
Yeah,
I'll ask Brian Bulaga that during the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I think Blue will have a good insight on it. I really want to hear what Blue has to say about soccer. So if you could do that in the first part while I'm in my car heading to the stadium, that would be great.
What's if first pitch is 12, what time will you be out of your car by?
Hopefully 11:15. That's when we're all supposed to be.
Okay,
there,
well, so we'll try and cram all that into those first 15 minutes. Let's do Will Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
Is that a children's medium you're wearing?
This is an adult.
That's very small jersey.
I think it's an adult small. It's not small. It goes down as long as it needs to go. It's just it's got the weird V. Like, I don't like the way the collar works.
No, you look like you should be seeking autographs or something.
Well,
will you sign my jersey?
Hey, I wouldn't mind a Christian Pulisic autograph, personally. Ryan's got his USA Soccer jersey on, too, so I should bring him in here at some point.
Did they play tonight? Or I thought they got eliminated.
They did. It was it's for the 4th of July. We're going to talk about soccer.
Today's the 3rd of July.
Exactly.
Though. They
but
just got their
breaks
beat in a Copa Cup.
It's my last day at work before the 4th of July, so you show up a little spirited, you know? No one else?
I don't know. Okay. Nice patch.
All right, fine. Yeah, we got both patches on, too. This cost me like $18. It was a steal. Anyways, I have a question. Non-4th of July.
Good price.
Yeah,
I'd rather you wore an Alex Gravatt Madison Radicals jersey.
If I could get my hands on an Alex Gravatt Radicals jersey, I would 100% wear it. I got to ask.
I'd rather you buy us a very old used pool from Wilt than have that.
I think Jesse or Eric in Green Bay have me beat on that.
I got to go pick up my
Jason, what happens if you ship that pool and there's a hole in it?
Yeah, that's part of the problem. That's one of the challenges. So again, if you want to get a $500 pool for like $150, that's why I'm going to sell it cheap, because you might have to patch some. I don't.
But then you're going to say buyer beware.
Buyer beware.
Bring your own. Bring your own bewareness.
Bring your own bewareness. Yes, I was trying to get to that, and you. Once again, we are up one minute. All right, Riley, hurry up, because we still have to give away a spot in the ESPN Wisconsin Delzer Open foursome.
Okay, there's only really one thing I want to talk about today, and that
is how small your jersey is.
No, it's not that. It's not that. I don't want to talk about that.
Love letters.
What? No, it's not that either. What I want to talk about is Dubai.
UFC.
I do want to talk about that. Did you guys watch UFC 303 over the weekend?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Okay, what I want to talk about today is, do bikes really need to follow the rules of the road? I mean, I bike to work every day without a helmet, much to Jason's chagrin. I'll get a helmet eventually. I can't guarantee when, but I will.
Get it before it's too late.
Yeah, that's what they say. So hopefully soon. But anyway, so when I'm biking, I get to a stoplight. Yeah, big bike. Who knows? So I get to a stoplight, and if it's red and there's no cars coming the other way, I just go if I'm on a bike. And I'm going on the sidewalk. I'm like your worst nightmare if you're driving when I'm riding a bike
without
the streets
of Madison.
You're
doing all this.
Yes. But if you're on a bike, I feel like the rules of the road, you can just kind of bend them to whatever floats your boat. Like, whatever speed you're going closest to, if your speed is closest to the cars versus the pedestrians, you go on the road and you can kind of bob and weave as needed. If you're going, your speed is closer to those on the sidewalk, you can go on the sidewalk. You can do what you want when you're on a bike. Do you guys agree with this? I feel like you don't really need to follow the rules of the road.
I'm okay with the red light. I'm okay with the red light stuff, but then it's liable on you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the biggest problem I have with bikers, and I just did the Lake Loop, as I told you, Monday. Mm-hmm. It was great.
And Danny Kelly saved your life.
That was a couple episodes before, but yes. The thing I have the biggest concern about is, you know, you have the bike lane in the right-hand side of the road.
Yes.
And if a car is making a right...
Uh-huh.
And you're biking, it is the dumbest. I don't know why it's set up that way. It is super dangerous. I don't know how it doesn't happen more often that a biker doesn't get clipped by a right turning car.
Yeah.
So is it on the biker to acknowledge, or is the biker just, I'm biking, you better beware of me?
No,
because I don't think it's fair to the driver, because the driver's just making a right, and you know, you look, but all of a sudden some biker comes flying up on you. It is a dangerous, dangerous deal.
It is. I think, see, I will ride pretty aggressively when I'm on a bike, but I think it is on the biker. Like, the biker, you have to be paying attention, because people in their cars, they can be on their phone. They're not, you're hard to see, too. I feel like you can be reckless, but you have to also be cognizant of what's going on around you. It's your fault.
All right, wait a minute. So, Tausch, you're ahead of the bicyclist. You're planning on taking you're going to take a right turn. Let's say you're coming up East Wash. You're coming up.
Okay.
You're going to turn right. And as you turn on your blinker, there is no bicyclist. You're not, like, behind a bicyclist who is already in front of you. Because
it's the biker that's, like,
you're
right up on your bumper. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So he is behind you to some degree, whether it's inches or yards. And you would like him to yield to you to your right turn because he's in your blind spot.
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable position. Now,
yeah. But it's not how the world works.
But if you're getting irritated because Riley's riding his bike in the bike lane and you're waiting to turn right and he's pedaling not so quickly, I know he's aggressive and all, but if you're going to get a little irritated that you have to wait for this guy to continue before you can make your right turn because you're behind him. Right.
Well, and I feel like bikers feel like they do no wrong. Like, Riley, I'll run the red light if I want. I'm
going
to do this. I'll do this.
Yep.
It's on y'all to figure it out. I go the oppo way when I'm a biker. I'm like, I don't want to get killed. So Danny Kelly either saves my life or I will slow down. So
see,
bikers have that attitude. If they had the attitude of Riley, I just think it was really a poor design. The biker should have to maneuver over.
What alternative?
I don't know.
You're a solver, problem solver. You can't put it in the left
middle?
Side.
Put it in the middle.
That's a
yeah. But
have
then
it
have
right
to loop
next
back
to the
around.
They have it.
They have one of these exactly what you're talking about up here on East Wash and I have to cross it every time I bike back from work. And when cars are turning left, like, I got to look behind me and make sure a car isn't coming because, yeah, I feel like it's on the biker to make sure you don't get hit by a car.
It is, but it's not if it happens. Like, it's just not. And, you know, that's just how it is. It's a dangerous game.
Riley, you have continued a terrific topic for Will Riley.
Another
really
great
done.
Topic brought.
You're really having a good day other than that. Schmedium jersey that you've got on there.
Not wearing this again on the show, but that's okay.
I'll say this, though. Typically, when you have a real small jersey like that, your arms would fill up the shirt.
Yeah, no. The
And it seems as if there's a lot of room there for the bicep-tricep game.
There is.
Is that crazy to say?
No, it's not. And I have pretty noodle arms, pretty thin arms.
Noodle?
So
spindly?
Spindly, is
some would say.
Wiry.
Wiry. Yeah, all great adjectives. They're thin. I don't have the biggest bicep-tricep combo in the world, so it takes a little bit for me to flex out of a
shirt. Maybe you need to go to Squat Fest.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Bench Fest.
Tausch has got to get to the old ballpark. So he's gonna tell us about Quick Trip, and then he's going to make a Quick Trip out of here. We're going to give away our spot in the Delzer ESPN Wisconsin Open coming up while Tausch makes his way to the ballpark. And then Brian Bulaga will take over for him, and Tausch will get to listen a little bit on his radio before game time. So, Tausch, before you go, tell us about Quick Trip.
Well, in the summer, there is nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip. And while I'm on the road, getting an ice-cold refreshing drink, like an ice-cold Coke. And this summer just got a whole lot cooler with Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. Can play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app, and you can enter into the weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away not 200, not 300, not 400,000, but $500,000 this summer. 10 weekly winners get 25,000 bucks each, and the final week a winner will get $250,000. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. You can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details.
All right, Tausch is going to leave us. Brian Bulaga is going to replace him in a little while, but you're going to want to stay tuned because to close out the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to give away a spot in the ESPN Milwaukee Delzer Open. So stick around for that. We say goodbye to Tausch. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
A lot of Lee Greenwood there, Riley. A lot of Lee Greenwood. All right, Tausch has departed, and much like he did during the 2010 season, Brian Bulaga will move into the starting lineup and win us a Super Bowl during the 11 o'clock hour. He'll join us next, but before we can get to that, by the way, Riley, I got a note from my friend John Kerry, who said that he got a ticket when he was 18 going through a red light on a bike.
What?
But again, that might have been in a more legalized time because he just turned 73 last week. So it was a while ago that he was 18 riding a bike through a red light.
They let us kids get away with anything nowadays.
Yeah, you guys really can. These laws are lax. They really let you get away with it all. All right, so here's the deal. The 2024 Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open is coming up. We are 13 days out. It is July 16th. At the Bog in Saukville. And we want you to be there. Here's what we're doing. We got all the different shows. We're going to get a winner from each show. And then we're going to have a fan foursome that will be part of the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. And you can be in that foursome if you are caller number. Riley, what caller do you want? I'm going to put the onus on you.
How about caller number 4 for the 4th of July and because it's a foursome?
I like it, as opposed to 13 with the number of times the Liberty Bell rings on the 4th of July. All right, caller 4 right now. You will team up with your fellow ESPN Milwaukee fans. You and your 3 fellow fans will play 18 holes at the Bog in Saukville, and you'll have a chance to win a Milwaukee Brewers grand prize. So caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Make sure you're able to play on July 16th. Otherwise, don't call, okay? So you got to be willing to play in the 2024 Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open, July 16th at the Bog in Saukville. Caller 4 will play with us. So dial now, 844-770-3776. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Brian Balaga, Iowa. Next, it's Wildin Tausch.